Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Terror and terrorists have become words that, unfortunately, we hear on a daily basis. Whether it is Palestine or Yemen, we continue to witness acts of terrorism. Now, as the Saudi onslaught in Yemen has been going on for 6.5 months, and almost 6,500 people are dead, the question is, when does the international community label terrorists as terrorists? When is terror enough, and who will pay for all of this terrorism?
The Saudi war on Yemen is raging on with no signs of ending in sight. More Yemeni people have been killed in the latest airstrikes. Nearly 6,500 people have been killed since the onset of the war on March 26. Most of the casualties are civilians, including women and children. Yemen's infrastructure has also been severely damaged. Reports emerge every now and then about the presence of a medley of forces in the deadly war against Yemen. Until recently, one of the latest flashpoint cities has been Aden in southern Yemen, which fell to the supporters of fugitive former president Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi. Now some sources say Daesh Takfiri terrorists are expanding their presence in the port city. There's also talk of an alliance between Saudi Arabia and Israel. A high-ranking Ansarullah official says Israeli warplanes are participating in the air campaign against Yemen.
Israel and Saudi Arabia are more than ordinary partners. They conduct joint reconnaissance missions in Yemen, and their jets bomb Yemeni cities. For instance, Israel did target two regions in Yemen with a sort of weapon that is solely possessed by Israel in the Middle East. The weapon was used for the first time in Yemen. A former senior Saudi official once paid a visit to Israel and hailed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It was only one instance among many that proves Saudi Arabia and Israel enjoy good relations.
Israel has repeatedly expressed concern about what it calls Iran's rising influence in the region. Saudi Arabia has always accused Tehran of supporting Ansarullah fighters who have the upper hand on the ground in Yemen. Months ago, media reports confirmed that Saudi and Israeli intelligence officials held talks over ways of checking Iran's growing influence. If true, even that alliance has failed to produce results for the Saudi-led axis. Despite the ferocity of the Saudi bombardment, Ansarullah fighters and allied army units have grown stronger than they used to be in the early days of the war. The Yemeni forces are now fighting back by hitting targets deep inside the Saudi territory. Many troopers from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, as well as other regional states who have contributed troops to the invasion of Yemen, have been killed in the attacks. It is becoming a war of attrition, with chances of victory for Saudi Arabia getting slimmer by the day.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program right here in Tehran, Mr. Masoud Shajadeh, Chairman of the Islamic Human Rights Commission. And out of London, Ms. Carol Gould, author and political commentator. Thank you both for joining us. Well, let's start this off in London. And Carol Gould, do you think that Saudi Arabia should be condemned for the attacks that it is inflicting on Yemen?
Well, you have to understand that Saudi Arabia and the United States have been allies for many decades. You know this. And obviously there is the alliance of Israel and the United States, as well as many Western countries, so European countries, countries like France, who are worried about the Suez Canal, about terrorists taking over the region around the Suez. Egypt is worried about that too. So whether one condemns it or not, this is the nature of recent wars. You have said it in your introduction, that all we hear about now is international violence, terrorism, and particularly in that region, wars against terrorists, wars against terrorism. And the allies, the United States and Saudi Arabia, work. We know that they're working together. I have no proof or any knowledge from my sources of Israel actually bombing Sana'a, bombing any area in Yemen. But the damage is obvious. 6,500 people dead, more people dead today, including women and children. In the Gaza war last year, over 2,000 civilians died, including 500 children in the Israeli war with Hamas. So this is an ongoing situation. And as you have also said in the introduction, as your narrator said, this is becoming a war of attrition in Yemen. And I don't see any end to it, whether one condemns it or not, whether one says, well, this is a necessary war to end terrorism, to end the terrorist threat to these countries. It is going to be a continuing matter. Also because there is very little international leadership. We don't see the UN taking much of a role, and we certainly don't see the United States taking a role in ending the violence and calling a truce. And that is of great concern to all commentators.
Okay, stay with me, Ms. Gould. Let's get Mr. Masoud Chaudhry in on this. There seems to be a lot of similarity between what we're witnessing the Saudis doing in Yemen and what we have witnessed the Israelis have done in Gaza. Your take on that analogy?
Well, it's extremely sort of, we see extreme similarity. Almost you could say that, you know, we are following the same sort of map and, you know, the denying people food, medicine, and starving them out, and bombing them on a daily basis, bombing the civilians, and seeing that a huge number of civilians are perishing on a daily basis, international community, total silence, and war crime happening in front of our eyes, and everybody sees it, and everybody notices it, but everybody denies it within the international community. But also, I think, you know, it really is wrong to say, talk about what is happening in Yemen as war against terrorism. The reality is that the terrorists are part and parcel of support by the Saudis and indeed by the Israelis. They are looking after their injured. They have said very clearly that they prefer to have these takfiri groups and support them rather than having the Iranians and the Palestinians. So the issue is nothing to do with defeating terrorism. As a matter of fact, we are seeing the promotion of terrorism as a tool of creating havoc in the area so that Israel will feel more comfortable. And they have said that very, very clearly by their leadership. So really, we should not try to actually bring an spin that say this is fighting terrorism, United States, Saudi Arabia are involved in that. You know, we know that Al-Qaeda groups in Yemen are part of the coalition who are fighting against the Houthis and the rest. So really, I think it's very dishonest to come and try to expand this as a war against terrorism.
Well, Ms. Gould, what about that? Our guest here in Tehran talked about the situation with the Israelis. Do you think that Israel would benefit from chaos in general in the region, and especially, let's say now, against the people of Yemen? Do you see any benefit of that for Tel Aviv?
I don't see Israel benefiting from chaos in the region. I don't think they would want to benefit. Israel has been under attack since the state was established in 1948. War after war after war. There was the War of Attrition, the Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur War. You can go back even further before that. And Israel has been fighting terrorism in the north, the Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, and Hamas in the south for decades. And so I don't see any benefit that Israel would have, or the United States, which obviously is Israel's biggest ally, in promoting the generation of more terrorism groups, terrorist groups, by establishing more chaos in the region.
Okay,
I cannot see why Israel would want to establish
Let me get Mr. Chaudhry back in on this. But in the interim, I just want to say that just today, four Palestinians were killed and tens injured in occupied Palestine. Go ahead, Mr. Chaudhry.